Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, so you are welcome to another episode, another exciting, insightful episode of Every Day with Jesus. Hallelujah. So, in the last teaching, we saw how Paul warns against another gospel, the possibility of receiving another gospel. And then we saw the parameters by which we judge that which is false and that which is true. Galatians 1:6-9, again. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6-9. See what Paul says in this portion of the Bible once more. And we'll proceed, we'll make progress from here today. Galatians 1:6-9. I marvel that you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ. So he called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. So he called you in the grace of Christ, but there were some folks who were turning them away to a different gospel. So the different gospel will be a gospel opposed to the grace of Christ. Hallelujah. We saw yesterday how that in different places, Paul's message was consistent. It was focused on what Jesus came to do. The life he had come to offer humanity. Forgiveness of sins that come as a result of the shedding of his blood. Paul kept announcing in every place how that Jesus was crucified. Jesus died for sins and he was raised to life for justification. For our justification, for forgiveness. Hallelujah. So, the grace of Christ is that which we were called into. But a man can be called to a man can be misled. A man can be called away from this persuasion, from this truth, to a different gospel. Hallelujah. And then at verse 8, Bible says, but even if we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. To be accursed means to be avoided, to be ignored, to be shunned. Praise God. So, if any other person preaches something different from what we have preached, let him be accursed. So, the reason why a man is to be avoided or shunned as a preacher or a minister of the gospel, so to speak, is when he preaches anything that deviates from the inspiration of the scriptures. Anything that deviates from what the apostles taught, the foundational apostles, what they laid down as the truth of God's word. Glory be to God. So the doctrine of the apostles is what the church must preach today. That's the gospel. As a matter of fact, when Jesus says to them, go into the world and preach to every creature, we were not direct recipients of that instruction. That instruction was passed down to us by the apostles. So they were the ones that heard Jesus give this instruction. They were the ones that heard Jesus say these things. They were the sent ones. Hallelujah. Matthew 28:19-20. So the instruction is to us by extension, but they were immediate recipients of this instruction. So that means their faithfulness as stewards of the mysteries of Christ was necessary to pass down the truth that Jesus committed to them to others. So that means we don't invent or innovate any message different from theirs. We are to faithfully receive that which they handed down to us. We are to faithfully receive and continue to propagate that which the apostles handed to the church. Glory be to God. Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20. Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20. Hallelujah. I read. Bible says, let me start from verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So look at verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them. We were not included in this them. Hallelujah. We were not there. So it was the apostles that were sent to herald the gospel, to preach the gospel to every creature. And we today are preaching the gospel because we only received faithfully that which the apostles handed to the church. Hallelujah. So he spoke to them. Look at Mark 16, verse 15 to 20. Mark 16, 15 to 20. Glory to God. Mark 16, 15 to 20. Bible says, and he said to them, again, to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So he spoke to them, and then they come to speak to us. Praise God. He spoke to them, he gave them instruction, he commanded them to preach the gospel. Then they come to tell us the gospel, and when we believe, the signs begin to follow us as we also begin to proclaim the same truth we have received. So that in being a sound minister of the gospel today, what is expected of us is to be faithful to apostolic doctrine, is to be faithful to that which we received from the apostles. Glory be to God. Someone says, well, the apostles had gone, they were long dead before I even arrived on the scene at all. Well, that's why we have their letters today. The things that the apostles taught were documented as their epistles for us to read. So nobody has an excuse. Nobody can say, well, I didn't meet the apostle Paul. If I had met him, it would have made things easier. No, not meeting Paul in your lifetime physically is not an excuse, because you have Paul's letters today. You have Paul's letters today. Paul practically wrote everything that he had to teach in his letters. So the man that is well acquainted with the letters of the apostles today is the man that is well acquainted with their message. So we have no excuse, because that's the gospel. Glory be to God. So, and notice that this means when Jesus was saying this to them, they were all hearing the same things. When Jesus gave them instruction to go into the world, they all heard the same instruction and they went into the world with the same message. Hallelujah. Nobody could say, well, what I heard the master say was this. What the Holy Ghost said to me was different. No, they all heard the same thing. The content of the message was passed across to them at the same time. And so they all entered the world with the same mission. They ran with the same message. Glory be to God. Luke 24, 44 to 49. The message was clearly stated. They knew what they were meant to say. Luke 24, from verse 44 to 49. Bible says, then he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. So the things concerning me from the prophets. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So Jesus communicated the gospel to them from the prophecies of the prophets, the scriptures, and showed them how that his death and resurrection was a fulfillment of the same, and how his fulfillment of the prophets have resulted in forgiveness of sins for all who believe. Hallelujah. So I mean, they all heard the same things. They were all there. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, Andrew. They were all there. They heard the same things. Not just the 11 apostles, because Judas was gone. Not just the 11 apostles. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 how that Jesus appeared to over 500 brethren. Praise God. In the book of Acts, we see how that the church that gathered, the number of those who remained, who obeyed the instruction of Jesus to tarry and to wait in Jerusalem, were up to 120. Now, all these men heard the same things. They heard the same gospel. They heard the same charge. They knew what they were meant to preach from the Bible or from the scriptures. They knew what they were meant to preach from the prophets. They knew what to herald to the nations. They knew what to take to the nations as the gospel. Hallelujah. Because they were the original recipients of Jesus' instruction. Now, the only person that was not here that began to preach as an apostle later was Paul. Now, look at this. Paul came along, but they had to acknowledge his ministry as true. Paul did not just spring up from Arabia and then he began to do ministry, not minding those who had gone ahead of him, not minding, you know, what the message of the apostles were. He was just doing his own, and whatever he said was his own doctrine, his own experience. As a matter of fact, Paul had a supernatural experience, an encounter with Jesus. So Paul had every right to say, see, I saw Jesus. See, Jesus appeared to me, and because of that, whatever I say is law. He didn't do that. You know what Paul did? At Acts 9, 26 to 29, Paul went to Jerusalem. He went to meet the disciples. Acts chapter 9, verse 26 to 29. Glory to God. And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. So Paul is telling them, he's trying to persuade them that, see, I'm now a believer. And then he points them to his message. I have preached boldly in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 28. So he was with them at Jerusalem, coming in and going out. And he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Hellenists. And they attempted to kill him. So Paul went to the disciples, to the church at Jerusalem. See what he also says at Galatians 1, 21 to 24. And afterward, I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was unknown by face to the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. But they were hearing only, he who formerly persecuted us now preaches the faith which he once tried to destroy, and they glorified God in me. So what was he preaching? What were they hearing about Paul? What was the news they were hearing about Paul that was spreading in the churches about Paul, that he is preaching the same faith? He was preaching the same faith he once tried to destroy. He wasn't preaching a unique message. He wasn't preaching something strange and foreign from what the apostles were preaching. But the very faith he was trying to destroy. The same faith. Hallelujah. See what he says in Galatians 2 from verse 1. Galatians 2, 1 to 2. It says, Then after 14 years I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and also took Titus with me. And I went up by revelation and communicated to them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to those who were of reputation, lest by any means I might run or had run in vain. So Paul was careful. He was careful to find out, he was careful to check out with those who had gone ahead of him. This gospel I'm preaching, is it the right thing or not? He was careful to find out. So he went to the apostles. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 8. We explained verse 7. Let me start from verse 7. We explained verse 7. Yesterday, and we explained it yesterday and in the previous episodes. Look at verse 7. It says, but on the contrary, when they saw that the gospel for the uncircumcised had been committed to me as the gospel for the circumcised was to Peter, for he who worked effectively in Peter for the apostleship to the circumcised also worked effectively in me toward the Gentiles. And when James and Cephas and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that had been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. So they perceived the grace that was given to him. They had to give him a right hand of fellowship. Paul did not just start preaching whatever he wanted to preach. He was preaching the same gospel. He checked out with the apostles. They found out that his gospel was consistent with the instruction Jesus gave them, with the message Jesus committed to them. And then they now gave him the right hand of fellowship. The grace they perceived was given to him was not a different message, but his call as an apostle to reach men with the gospel of Christ. Because Paul was preaching the very same things. Look at this in Acts 26, 14 to 18. So Paul encountered Jesus supernaturally. He had a vision of Christ. He had an encounter with the risen Christ. And then he received a message, a ministry. Guess what? It was the same message and the same ministry, because Jesus will not contradict himself. And you remember we said that every vision, every supernatural experience must be judged in the light of God's word. Now, that means people can have supernatural visions. People can have experiences with the Lord. A man can be in the dungeons of a particular nation where the gospel has never been preached before. And then the man has an experience, he has a vision, the man has an encounter with Jesus. But then, the only reason we are going to pay attention to what he has to say, or, you know, give him an audience or give him a right hand of fellowship, is because whatever he's saying is consistent with the message of the apostles, consistent with the gospel as taught in the scriptures. There are folks who have come up with different experiences based on their personal revelations and encounters. Someone sleeps or dies or falls into a trance for 7 days and comes back and begins to tell us different things that have no basis in the Bible. You don't expect us to take the message of such a man seriously. Because whatever spiritual experience you have or visions you have with the same Jesus that walked the streets of Jerusalem and rose again and is seated at the right hand of the Father today must be consistent with the message of the apostles. Hallelujah. Jesus will say to you today what he said to them in those days. Jesus is the same. Glory be to God. And listen, this is why we trust the message of Paul the apostle. It is consistent with the message of the prophets and of Peter and the rest, the apostles, that were preaching the gospel before he came on the scene. The same substance, the same truth. His message, his gospel captured the essence of Jesus' death and resurrection. So it in no way deviates from the inspiration of the scriptures. Hallelujah. That's why Paul, in recounting his message or restating his message to the Corinthians, would say, I delivered to you that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He wasn't even saying according to the vision, though he received the message in that encounter. He began to preach the message based on the scriptures, because whatever Jesus told him was from the scriptures. It's amazing. Jesus communicated to Paul from the scriptures. Hallelujah. So Acts of Apostles 26:14-18. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats. So I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well from the Gentiles to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So forgiveness of sins, the inheritance of the saints, the same substance of the message of Peter, the same substance of the message given to, committed to disciples when Jesus rose again from the dead. Repentance and remission of sins will be preached in his name to all nations. It's the same thing that Paul received in this encounter. Hallelujah. So Paul was not acknowledged without the message. Paul was given the right hand of fellowship because he came to them with the same gospel. Glory be to Christ. Glory be to God. So that's why it is the apostles that brought the message to us, and we are to stay faithful to the message they brought. If in any way you have a supernatural experience because nobody was able to reach you with the gospel on time, and then you had a vision and you saw Jesus, the only reason we'll take you seriously is if your message is consistent with what the apostles taught. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes I just like to give such benefit of doubt, that a man could be in the dungeon, a man could be lost, you know, far away in Saudi Arabia, you could be anywhere today. But then if Jesus appears to you in a trance or a vision, then I'm sure that Jesus, the same Jesus, if it's the Jesus of the Bible, it will speak to you the truth of God's word from the scriptures. He will communicate to you the gospel from the scriptures. Jesus would not mislead you. Jesus would not give you a message different from that which the scriptures teach and affirm. Jesus is not the author of confusion. Hallelujah. So the gospel that they preached is what determines whether what we are preaching today is the truth or falsehood. Whether what we are preaching today is the gospel or another gospel. Praise God. Paul called it my gospel. You and I cannot use such phrases today. You can't say my gospel. He calls it my gospel because he received it by revelation from the Lord. Hallelujah. He called it my gospel. Romans 2:16. Romans 16:25. 1 Timothy 1:11. 2 Timothy 2:8. My gospel. Jude says it was once for all delivered to the saints. Jude 1:3. He says to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. The faith that was delivered to us. So it was delivered to us. Hallelujah. In fact, that's why Paul had the right to charge Timothy to make sure nobody preaches a different gospel. 1 Timothy 1:3. Look at this. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. Paul had every right to warn people to not preach any other gospel. That is, he had a right to tell people to not preach anything contrary to what he was preaching. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 1:3. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Imagine, Paul is giving an instruction, charge them that they teach no other doctrine. Praise God. Now, no pastor today has the right to say this unless he's also sticking with what the apostles taught. That is, we don't have a right to warn people away from anything or to compulsorily make people preach what we are preaching unless we are faithfully preaching what the apostles taught. Hallelujah. It's quite interesting today that there are pastors who want people to not preach anything different from what they are preaching, yet they are not staying true to apostolic doctrine. That's wrong. That's a wrong way to use this verse. Hallelujah. The man that will use this verse must stick with what the apostles taught. So they had the right to warn people. At Acts 20:27, Paul says, I have not shown to declare to you the total counsel of God. I have not shown to declare to you the whole counsel of God. It was delivered to us. Everything they said is what we have to say today. Praise God. 2 Timothy 2:1-2. So we are meant to faithfully keep preaching that which we receive from them. 2 Timothy 2:1-2. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that you have heard from me amongst many witnesses. Commit this to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So you see that faithfulness is required. They pass it on to us, and then we keep passing it on to others. The same things we receive from them, we pass on to others. We're not trying to sound different or deeper or more unique than them. Saying such things as, this thing I'm teaching today, even Paul did not understand. This thing I'm saying now, even Peter did not get it. That's funny. That's total nonsense. We are never to be found saying such things because we are meant to be submissive to apostolic doctrine. Acts 2:42, and they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, breaking of bread and in prayers. So there's such a thing as the apostles' doctrine. That which Jesus taught them is what we must teach. Hallelujah. Matthew 28 again, he says, go into the world and preach the gospel. He says, and teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you in the past tense. The things he delivered to them were the things they were expected to deliver to us, and those are the things we are expected to deliver to the next generation. Faithfulness to apostolic doctrine is the only way out. Such that the preacher of the gospel is not commended for being different, for being unique, for being innovative, is commended for faithfulness. Hallelujah. He's faithful to the truth of the word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul had this to say concerning his own ministry. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, let a man from verse 1, let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. It is required in stewards that one be found faithful. It is required in stewards that one be found faithful. Faithfulness, 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 faithfulness. One of the most scarce commodity to be found in the church of Jesus today. Faithfulness, faithfulness. One of the most missing and vital elements in the body of Christ today. Faithfulness to apostolic doctrine. Hallelujah. Faithfulness. Yet, this is what God is going to commend on the last day. So every day with Jesus, you know, we're still laying the foundation for what the gospel is, laying the foundation for what to expect in these teachings. It is not a unique presentation of the gospel, something peculiar to me, something peculiar to us as a church. No, it is the self-same truth heralded by Peter the apostle, Paul the apostle, John the apostle. The self-same truth Jesus committed to these men are the truths we are going to herald and propagate. And what is the core of this message? Jesus' finished work. The death and resurrection of Jesus and the benefits that accrue to them that believe is as simple as that. Hallelujah. So we are going to be searching scriptures to find out this truth, to remind ourselves of this truth, to renew our minds with this truth, to the end that we are transformed by the same. Glory be to God. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow to have another great and powerful time in God's word. Hallelujah. Invite your friends. Share the links with people, family, friends, enemies too. Hallelujah. And let them come around to have a great time in the word of God. Even as we continue to explore the truth about the gospel of Jesus Christ, have a day of being full of the Holy Ghost and of the word of God. Hallelujah.